I have a friend who always turns on the radio when he goes abroad, just to check he's in a foreign country. Ah, what a relief. They're talking German. We must be in Germany. So, when we got into the cab in Helsinki last week, we were pleased to hear something weirdly Finnish on the radio. Aha, says me. Is this Lordi? I asked, trying to be knowledgeable about Finnish heavy metal rock winners of Eurovision a few years ago. No, that's a band called Drunks with Knives. Right, well, that's nice. Yes, and I'm in it. Oh, okay. The lead singer, he works on the tall-masted sailing ship in the harbour. And in the winter, we drive taxis. Here, have the CD. It would have been rude to refuse. Or, as the Finns like to say, Olasi olet, turkiai tekilta. It's the only phrase I know. Seems rather useful here. And at the very smart art gallery in the centre of town, not far from our lovely place of stay, which was conveniently called the Camp Hotel, not far from the Crappy Hotel. I know, it gets better, doesn't it? They have a way with names in Finland. Anyway, we set up the paintings in this lovely art gallery for my talk and exhibition. And the man who was helping us was really particular and just great. Thanks for your help, we said. You must do this all the time. No, actually, I'm a musician. Ah, oh, we said. We know a Finnish band called Drunks with Knives. Our band has a better name. Really? What's that? We are called Eternal Erection. I have to say, Helsinki is a town full of surprises. Try the Mr. Pickwick pub in Espoo. There aren't that many proper drinking pubs, actually, in Finland, because the Finns have a reputation for drinking until they fall over. So we weren't surprised to find a bouncer on the door, but were surprised to find a very popular karaoke bar, complete with a catalogue of depressing Finnish ballads about people falling in love with reindeers, expiring in their saunas, or freezing to death after their little dip in the lake to cool off. A giant of a woman got up to sing ABBA's Fernando, and I tell you what, it was absolutely beautiful. I wouldn't have liked to argue with her anyway. She was about 17 feet tall and built like this sort of Finnish goddess. When they asked what I'd like to do, I was rather stuck, actually, between requesting Itsy Bitsy, Drunk with Knives, or Eternal Erection. Most Finns have to drink in the hotel bars, and famously, Jean Sibelius, the composer of Finlandia. You know, that famous classical piece, the precursor of Lordi, I suppose, anyway. Anyway, he used to adjourn to the Camp Hotel in Helsinki for all-night binges with his mates. And famously, his wife sent a message asking when he thought he might be coming home for tea. And he replied, Madam, I'm a composer, not a forecaster. Drunks with Knives, anybody?